Marie Selby Botanical Gardens has big ideas for its 15-acre site on Sarasota's bayfront. Their 10-year master site plan includes a vertical sky garden, cutting-edge plant research center, parking garage, and rooftop restaurant. But their transformation is about more than just redevelopment. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, Selby Gardens just launched its latest exhibit, pairing horticulture with botanically themed art.
Since the 2015 arrival of new CEO Jennifer Romanecki, Sarasotans have been watching their garden grow. Visitation, membership, and annual revenue are all up since new leadership repositioned Selby Gardens as a living museum. As the botanical garden goes through the city's development review process, they've launched their third installment of a series connecting nature and the arts. It follows attendance-breaking exhibits of French painter Marc Chagall and pop art pioneer Andy Warhol. This time around, Selby is focusing on artist Paul Gauguin, best known for Tahitian motifs he adopted during a self-imposed exile in French Polynesia.
We're here in this very cultivated paradise, a paradise that in a way Gauguin might be said to have curated in his own imagery, right?
That's Carol Ockman, a professor of art history and the curator of Selby's new show, Gauguin, Voyage to Paradise. A key figure in the Parisian avant-garde, the artist is perhaps best known as a painter, but he worked in a wide range of media. Ockman says our understanding of him is heavily influenced by the mythic persona he created for himself as a self-described savage and outsider, a construct, Ockman says, has been used by artists throughout history.
The artist is somehow misunderstood. That develops even more in the late 19th century with personae like Gauguin and Van Gogh. So there's a kind of big business in myth-making.
To some, Paul Gauguin is one of modern art's great bohemians. To others, a cultural imperialist who imposed Western stereotypes on his subjects. Undisputed, Ockman contends, is his position as a pioneer of modernism. Inside Selby's Museum of Botany and Arts are photographs, postcards, and maps from Gauguin's travels to French Polynesia, along with 10 of his woodcut prints and lithographs. Ockman says Gauguin was drawn to woodcut printing because it allowed for simple and direct expression.
It was an arduous process that involves gouging into the wood, which is intractable, of course. It permits a simpler art that was closer to nature.
In his work and his travels, Gauguin was constantly searching for a place beyond the reach of industrial civilization. He never found it, but Selby Gardens recreates his vision of a utopian paradise with living displays throughout the gardens. In the Glasshouse Conservatory, visitors will see a circle of bright red-colored bromelides, suggesting a Polynesian fire pit, and wood canoes cascading with flowering plants. Angel Lara is a director of horticulture at Selby Gardens, and he says one of the hardest design challenges was figuring out how to best mimic Tahiti's mountain region.
Florida is flat, so there's no topography whatsoever. And so we created this Tahitian scenery, and it's basically a vinyl wrap on the glass of the conservatory that sort of makes you feel that you're within this mountain range.
The floor-to-ceiling wrap leads to lush green vegetation. Then visitors walk a path dotted with tiki masks and purple orchids potted in coconut shells. Orchids were central to the founding goals of Selby Gardens. Its leaders say their master plan includes strengthening its position as a leader in the study of those plants. They hope to go before Sarasota's planning board in May and the city commission in June. If the master plan is approved, Selby Gardens aims to break ground on the first phase of their renovation by the end of the year. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.